All right, so the update from our listener Brett and his lovely Hinge date, who he doesn't know her name.
Hey, first of all, thank you to literally everyone who chimed in. Your ideas were creative, chaotic, and honestly way more helpful than I deserved.
Sure.
So here's what happened.
Okay.
I decided to test the waters before just coming clean. During our fifth date, I casually asked if she had any nicknames growing up. Ah. Thinking maybe I'd get like a Jess for Jessica or M for Emily.
Yes.
Genius, right?
Yes.
She smiled and said everyone called me Buffy.
Okay.
I was obsessed with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh.
Awesome. Love that for her. Super unhelpful for me.
Buffy?
At that point, I panicked a little, laughed, and just told her the truth.
Okay.
I said, okay, I have to confess something, and I feel terrible about it, but sure. I don't actually know your name.
Oh, no.
I completely forgot it after you unmatched me on Hinge, and I've been too embarrassed to ask.
Oh, okay. I like that. A little bit That's of honesty, a little bit of vulnerability.
Yes, vulnerable. Yes. She stared at me for a second and then laughed.
Okay, good.
But not in the, haha, this is adorable kind of way.
Oh.
More like a, wow, you're lucky you're cute because I'm still annoyed kind of laugh.
Oh.
Then get this, she says, you'll just have to use your smart brain and figure it out.
You'll have to use your smart brain?
And that was it. No name reveal, no clues, just a riddle wrapped in sarcasm. I like this girl.
He's like, wow. All Challenge right, you're accepted. Feisty. All right.
The vibe shifted a bit after that.
Okay.
We wrapped up the night early. She went home. I've only heard from her once since.
Oh.
I sent a couple of apology text messages offered to make it up to her by cooking her dinner.
Sure.
And got a reply that just said, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
With a period.
Oh.
A period, Ben and Kelly!
It's okay, period.
So now I've renamed Hinge Girl in my phone to Buffy.
Oh.
Still totally clueless.
Uh-huh.
Still unsure if I blew it up for good.
Uh-huh.
If this is the end, at least I've learned one thing. Always get the name and save it like it's a sacred artifact.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for the moral support. I may or may not have emotionally bonded with my DoorDash driver last night. His name's Kyle. I made sure to ask. Keep calling me Brett. That's great.
His name's Kyle.
I mean, at least he's got a good attitude and the fact that he has learned a life lesson here. Right?
Are we done with them? Is she done?
I mean, I'm hoping he's going to let us know if she does agree to a sixth date.
Wow.
I hope she does, because that was a lot for him.
Because
to
it's almost
admit.
Now like a test where
right.
If I'm her, maybe I am annoyed, but after a couple days, maybe I've cooled off a little bit and I'm like, all right, smarty pants, let's see if you can figure it out.
You know what I think he does? He sends her a screenshot of how she's saved in his phone now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is going to stay like this unless you start giving me some hints.
It's like, this is funny, isn't it? Isn't it?
Ha-ha. Look, now you're Buffy.
Isn't it?
The Vampire Slayer on my phone.
And then she'll write back, okay, period.
So cryptic. I hate text messages like that. Yes, the period is, oh. Ooh, Jesse says Robert Hossenpepper needs to call. Oh, yes.
Oh, our fake our fake person there.
Our imaginary friend from Phone Taps. She needs a phone tap.
Yeah, what do we call her? Hi, is this
Slayer?
Hinge Girl? Yeah, right?
She'll know immediately.
She will
from.
Know. All right. I don't know. Like, how far does he pursue this, or does he just need to
well, if he likes
turn
her,
his tail?
He gives up just yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, how's he do that, though? All right. 502-795-1997. Maybe you've got a suggestion. Or how, like, what's a way that you've dug yourself out of a hole like this? All right. Did it work out?
I feel like she's gotta, like, shake off the initial shock and just realize that that took a lot for him to admit.
Sure.
And he must really like her if he did. Otherwise, it wouldn't matter.
All right. Well, hopefully she's listening to this and understands that we can all just sort of laugh about it, right?
Yes. And when you get married, he can call you Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Sure. Okay. 502-795-1997 is our number. If you've got any suggestions, we'd love to hear it. Group therapy. You know, I'm thinking about this poor Brett situation and him not knowing his Hinge date's name and the fact that he tried to get it from her and she was like, yeah, that's kind of cute, condescending pat on the head. Why don't you figure it out with your smart brain? You know, maybe she was a little frustrated or flustered in that moment. And after a couple days, maybe she'll chill out and be like, all right, fine, here you go. It's Beth or whatever it is. So, you know, I'm just thinking about all of the times that I have had to come up to someone who I know we have had a history with.
Many interactions with at this point. It's inexcusable to not know the name.
And I've had to ask their name. Mm-hmm. And it is embarrassing. Like, I remember I was checking people in at a performance at our, you know, my daughter's dance school, like many years ago. And it was one of these dance families that were coming in, and their daughters were dancing alongside, you know, my daughters. And, you know, we've seen them for years. And they come in and, you know, I'm checking people in and I'm giving them their tickets and I'm telling them, you know, where their seats are and they should have already
just blanking
and they should have already, you know, had their names down on the list. And basically I'm just checking them in via name. Right. And so they come in and I'm like, hey, and she's like, hey, and
you can't find her name. And on I'm the like, because you don't know what it
and
is.
And I'm like flipping the list. And like flipping pages on the list, like looking at the names, hoping
it's
something
going to jog my memory.
Yes, yes. And I'm just like looking, and it is not coming to me. And I'm just like,
oh no, because they're watching you flip through.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
they probably watch.
They're knowing you should know.
Yes.
What part of the alphabet that you need to go to.
Yes.
Because you know their name, right?
Right. Of course. Of course. And they know my name. And it's like, of course, why wouldn't I know their name?
Right. And if you go to like, I'm not seeing it on the list. That's weird. Well, it's because you're in the B's. Our name doesn't start with a B.
And I remember I finally had to go.
What's your name again?
I'm sorry. What's your last name again? Okay. And it was like, you could see the disappointment on her face.
It's like, I don't mean enough to you.
I know. And so
I'm not significant enough in your life.
I understand. I understand the disappointment. And especially if it could be a romantic partner where, you know, you're on several dates or a potential romantic partner, mm-hmm. you know, where Brett and his date, you know, were maybe hopefully fingers crossed headed that way and not just a casual family that you had gone, you know, seen at the dance school for several years. Yes, exactly.
Many years. Oh no. It's like, you know, to be fair, in my defense, we don't hang out. I'm glad you didn't say something like that. That could have made it worse.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
It would seem like, all right, what do I do to say to lessen the blow of
lessen
this
the blow.
So that they don't feel so bad?
Now, look, Leanne rolled in and said, why don't you put her phone number, because you have her phone number, put it into Venmo or to Snapchat or even PayPal or something like that, and her name will probably come up.
Oh, that's kind of genius.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wait a second. Are you on Venmo?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've never had to Venmo you. Okay, I'm going to see if that works. I'm doing that right now.
Oh, okay. Does my name
look it up.
Does my name come up?
Well, Hang on.
Yeah, Alexis says, seeing someone in a different setting than normal usually makes me absolutely forget their name. I'm the same way. It's
yes.
like if I know you and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so and so from this and this, but I see them outside of their setting that I normally see them in, my brain's like, I don't know who this person is.
Yes.
And I'm terrible with it. So I don't know. So I don't know if
you came up.
Okay, see?
Yes. That is genius.
So maybe that's
let's hope she has Venmo.
Yeah, so maybe that's a surefire way to get her name, and then I mean, I know the damage is already done. Like, you've already admitted to her that you don't know her name.
But if you're able to prove to her that you're still on the case, because she was basically challenging him, all right, you better figure it out. So maybe it'll be enough of a gesture to show her you've been working on it and you figured it out.
Yeah.
That you're invested in her and she'll stick around.
Okay. So
that's what I'm hoping.
Venmo's
genius.
Good luck. Keep us posted, Brett. If there is a sixth date.
Yes.
If there's a sixth date, we want to know about it, all right?
Oh.
Good luck. There you go. That is your update on 99.7 DJX.